Yes.
Can I just add something to that? Again, I want to thank Alan because New Hampshire Beautiful has, Alan made application to New Hampshire Beautiful. We have received a $5,000 grant to go against the purchase of the compactor. I apologize, Alan. Mm-hmm. Well, we're anticipating it, but I've got the letter.
All right. The two Alans are working together. Yeah, that's good. All right. Article 17, to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $35,000 for the purpose of creating a full-time building, zoning, health officer position. Funds to be raised by taxation. Is there a motion in regard to Article 17? Gary does. Second. Second is by Bobby McCarthy. Okay. Gary.
Okay, this is a position that I am a little well up on. It's something I had been doing for 2.5 years, and we've merged it now. It started off as a zoning, a building person, two of us, and now it's going to be one person that does the zoning, building, and the health department. As after COVID, it's grown a lot. In 2022, just for a number, we had 357 building permits issued, which brought us in $44,613. Last year, we had 566. We had steady growth throughout that. Brought us in a revenue of $60,030.24. So we would like to, it is a full-time job. It's very necessary for our zoning ordinances and stuff to be compliant. So we're trying to make it full-time.
Thank you. Discussion? Yes, over here, Patty Goss. State your name.
Hi, Tricia Goss. I was just wondering, what does the health officer do?
You want to speak to that, Gary? What does the health officer do? I guess Les
refer to Les on that one.
All right.
The health officer deals with the complaints for septic issues, inspection of houses. If you're bringing in a adopted or foster child, there's an inspection that the health officer will do with the fire chief. There's a lot of things that are usually pretty simple. I mean, I've done it several times, and usually it's a pretty simple thing until it's not. And then you get into a long, drawn out. We have one going right now we hired a health officer to deal with, and it was beyond him. We hired from another town somebody to come in and deal with it, and it was beyond him. So I mean, this is a problem. And if I can just follow up, the zoning officer position was created many years ago, probably around 2000, because I was the zoning officer at the time when it was created. And it was only to deal with applications, and the complexity of what they're dealing with now, and the complaints and the depth of the complaints and the amount of work that's involved in that is beyond a part-time position, and that's why it's proposed.
All right, any other discussion? Right over here, Ron. State your name, Ron.
Thanks, Ron Newbury. I agree with everything, that the complexity and the need for such a position, but you have to explain how $35,000 would pay for insurance and a full-time staff. So are we really underfunding that request?
So the $35,000 is added to the $36,700? That's already budgeted for the part-time position. So it's a $71,200, if I remember correctly, budget in total for that position.
Thank you, Ron. Any other discussion? Okay, then we're ready to vote on Article 17 to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $35,200 for the purpose of creating a full-time building zoning health officer position. Funds to be raised by taxation. All in favor, raise your voter card. All opposed, raise your voter card. Article 17 carries.